Yesterday, we heard from State Senator Paul Boyer, who's miffed that firefighters are having their workers' compensation claims denied, despite a state law that presumes certain forms of cancer are a result of their workplace conditions.
They're acting as if the burden of proof is on the firefighter to prove that they got cancer on the job when the burden is actually shifted to the employer.
Boyer told us all options are on the table when it comes to resolving this issue, but that's not necessarily how some municipalities see it. Ken Strobeck is executive director of the League of Arizona Cities and Towns, and he joins me. And Ken, where are we on this issue from cities' perspectives?
Well, first of all, I understand the issue and frustration, but I believe that all the cities are very much aware of this law and are certainly doing the very best they can to comply with it, while balancing the very important needs of firefighters and the medical treatment that they need with the balance of the cost to the taxpayers. And that's really what this is all about. You know, cities have a dual responsibility. We certainly want to make sure that our firefighters are taken care of and treated properly and given every benefit that they're entitled to. And the cities are all aware. We have sent out notices and reminders, and everyone is certainly aware of this cancer presumption, and they're not just ignoring the law. But the law does have some other provisions that say that there has to be some research, some data, some investigation before a lifetime benefit is awarded to the individual and their survivor, which could run into the millions of dollars. There is also a provision in the law that says that a finding or a decision must be made within the first 20 days after a claim is filed. But these are very complex. The cancer cases are very complex. And a lot of times you can't get all the data and all the clinical work done within that 20 days. And so as a matter of process, this denial is issued. It probably is the wrong word. It probably should say pending or something, but it's something that has to be done within 20 days. And so that denial is issued, and it's not a final word. It just means that the process is underway, and then the final determination will be made once the rest of the investigation is done.
Well, Senator Boyer had said that one of the things he'd heard from cities is that there is that cost concern that, you know, some of them just can't afford to do this on a large scale. It sounds like that's not something you necessarily disagree with.
Well, the cost, as I said, is something that we have to balance because this is all money that's coming from the taxpayers, and we totally understand that. But it's also the law that these awards have to be made if there is the kind of cancer that is in the statute that says it's presumed to have come from the firefighter's occupation. And some of those cities that you're talking about are self-insured, and so every time there's a major or multi-million dollar claim, it's going to increase their premium, increase their costs, and that's going to be around for decades. So that's why they're being very careful before these final determinations are made.
Is this an issue that is unique to Arizona? Are other states also dealing with this?
Interesting you would ask that question. I'm at this conference of other state league directors from all across the country, and this is a huge topic of discussion because this legislation has made it now around to virtually every state in the country, and the same kind of issues are popping up with these presumptions that even if somebody gets a cancer that other people would consider to be common, it's automatically presumed to be part of their job responsibilities, or they got it on the job, and therefore it's compensable under workers' comp or other benefit programs. But yeah, it's happening all over the country.
Would it help cities if the state, for example, were to set aside some money to allocate to cities to pay out some of these claims? Like, is that part of the issue here?
Well, of course that would help. If there was a grant fund or some other kind of source of funding that would say, here's a way that you can help cover those costs. It's the same as the PSPRS costs. You know, ultimately, it all comes down on the employer. But yeah, that would be tremendous if there was some way to say, look, this is a statewide benefit. It's not a responsibility of one city only. And let's take this on at a state level. That'd be great.
All right. That's Ken Strobeck, Executive Director of the League of Arizona Cities and Towns. Ken, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.